Hello and welcome to the Stories Mania podcast. Our piece for you today is Food for Thought by Jason. When Jerry and I eat together, we go out to restaurants. Fancy ones. We dine, so to speak, like gentlemen. Jerry chooses food slowly and meticulously, politely devouring his spaghetti carbone into tiny particles before taking a quick, almost unnoticeable swallow. He devotes hours to meals. 1 hour for breakfast, 2 for lunch, and 3 for dinner. He bragged, part of his unique eating schedule. A meal is a special occasion. He certainly dressed for it. Sometimes he'd wear a sweater and khakis to breakfast, but always a shirt and tie for lunch, and a blazer for dinner. He wore a tux for all special occasions, no matter how trivial. I wondered what his dry cleaning bill was. So what do you do the other 18 hours a day? I asked him, watching the clock at the back of the restaurant as he leisurely finished his dessert. He shrugged. I snap. We paid the bill and I ran out to catch the streetcar. Jerry waddled out to his Bentley, huffing and puffing like the wolf in the Three Little Piggies. Pigs, I corrected myself. Having a 2-year-old at home slowly changed your vocabulary into a completely different language. The streetcar is crowded. A large lady's backpack wedges itself firmly into my face as she complains to her friend about her last date, oblivious of my discomfort. She slurps on a massive red slushie. I wince. I've always found it unbearable when people eat on the streetcar, or anywhere, really. Sounds of indigestion drive me crazy. The real reason I eat with Jerry so often is because he eats completely silently and never talks with his mouth full. Sometimes he permits himself a few noises, especially when he was chewing something yummy, like spaghetti carbona. Slurp. I turn away from her so my backpack sticks into the back of my head. A boy in front of me is about to take a bite from a large hot dog. His eyes widen as he stretches his mouth open, ready to devour. Mustard sprays copiously into his jacket from the first bite, but he just continues munching and gulping. To save him embarrassment, I lower my voice as I inform him of his misfortune. He gives me an annoyed look and casually wipes the yellow glob away with his not-filled Kleenex from his pocket. He was such a loser, whines the fat lady to her friend. She slucks her slushie and continues the blow-by-blow account of her disastrous day. A teenage girl standing by the window starts on a bag of carrots. The streetcar slowly begins to empty as it progresses down Queen Street. A young mother enters by the side door with two little girls. Hot dog and boy munches and gulps. The old lady sips her tea lolly. The mother cracks her gum. I close my eyes and my head throbs. Brunch. Crack. Smack. Gulp. Finally, a seat becomes available at the front, and I glide into it just before the carrot-eating girl. The boy in front of me is small and wears a green pea jacket. His shoe size is 5. I know this because he has stepped in a puddle of yogurt next to the seat, his shoe print clearly visible on the floor. The girl with the carrots casts him a dirty look and gives a loud crunch of disapproval. A young boy sits down next to me and guzzles chocolate milk from a 1-liter carton. I hope he won't be sick. At least not before we reach Sumat Street, where I can escape this cafeteria from hell. The streetcar ambles along, the driver gazing out the window with a relaxed expression, a large bowl of cashews in his lap. The young mother is now handing out egg sandwiches, the nauseating smell of old mayonnaise churning my stomach. Slurp. The woman with the slushie is still there, here, cherry red liquid dripping down her chin as she finds a seat annoyingly close behind me. I rummage into my pocket and pull out my Walkman, gratefully sticking the headphones over my ears as I turn up the volume. Sounds of Ava fill my head and I think about the good old 70s. So full of class. Excuse me, sir. The large lady was tapping my shoulder from behind. I yank off the headphones in a noise. Yes? Could you turn it off, please? She slurps, her mouth full of sugar and strawberry flavored gelatin. It's rude to listen to music on public transport. That was Food for Thought by Jason. Thank you for listening to the Stories Mania podcast.